Welcome to Motivational Monday here in January in time 2022. I again share a motivational word from you on living well with Eugene Peterson. And the title of this is On Square Pegs. On Square Pegs. May you be motivated by these words. The present age prepares roles for people and expects us to fit into them. These are roles in which we are asked to smoothly function as good consumers, as indulgent hedonists, as proud owners, as ruthless competitors, as satisfied customers. But there is a problem. Christians, followers of Jesus, don't fit. People of faith have sharp, awkward edges. We are square pegs in round holes. Society relentlessly whittles away at those sharp edges so that we will be well-adjusted, profitable, and safe. The massive energies of journalism and entertainment and education and advertisement pour over us like powerful, persistent flowing of water over rock, working to erode us into smooth, secularized surfaces. We resist. We resist that. We have been warned by Paul, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. From Romans 12:2. But how do we keep our recovered, original, sharp-edged identity as Christians in a world in which the pressures to conform are so powerful? The forces are so, so powerful. Well, Jesus' followers have long agreed that our spiritual practices are the core technology for keeping the angles sharp. With prayer and intention, we must encourage and direct the basic practices of faith to maintain our sharp identity. As creatures a little less than God, against the world that is trying constantly to adjust us into the comfortable mediocrity of being just a little more than animals. Yes, no comfortable mediocrity, but maintaining a sharp identity. A people of God who will and work for the good that God has always been calling us to, that the scriptures share in story to bend us more toward God's will, to invite us into that, being those square pegs that God needs us to be. And I love the word here today about the mold. When I was a kid, we had all kinds of Jell-O molds for all kinds of different Jell-O salads. I don't see many of those today, but we take the shape of the dish, the mold that we're pouring into, and the mold that we're actually called to be is in cruciform shape, in the body of Christ shape, the church shape, the resurrected body shape, and that right there is who we've been created to be. That is the call. All right. Good day.